And right now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How is every little thing?
Good. So how crazy is the world? First of all, of course, we have Russia, which invades Ukraine.
Right.
We have Russia, which then starts bombing residential buildings, schools, universities.
Right.
We have Russia, which took over a nuclear power plant at Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. And then last night, someone decided it was a great idea. Instead of just surrounding a power plant, the world's largest nuclear power plant, by the way, just surrounding it with tanks and claiming that you have it, someone decided to start shooting at it on the Russian side.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they attacked it and took it over and actually caused a fire. But thank God the fire was put out before it did any huge damage or spread radiation or anything like that. But how dumb do you have to be to actually
shoot at a nuclear?
Yeah.
You have to be stupid.
I mean, that's how crazy things have gotten. Now, anyways, I don't know. I saw that when I got up this morning and I said, yeah, everything, it just gets crazier and crazier.
Yeah. And, you know, now, of course, they'll blame it on COVID. People are just going nuts because, you know, of all the restraints and the quarantines and everything like that. They'll blame it on that. There's always some way to blame it on. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, right there. So I'm appreciating my sleep more and more because I'm away from the craziness.
I hear you. Yeah, no doubt about it. And weather-wise, it's not going to be too bad. I mean, a chilly day today, mid-30s and sunny. Cold enough for you this morning there, Marshall?
Yeah, my house, it was 10. Here at the station, it was 14. It's now 15 degrees since I've been talking. It's gone up a degree. But the great thing about this morning isn't that the fact that it's cold, and it felt cold this morning, the wind. But yesterday, when I came and pulled up into my parking space today, a lot of melting took place. And the ice that was around my vehicle when I've been parking receded about 5.5 to 6 inches yesterday afternoon. And so I have nice piece of gravel to walk on that has no snow or ice on it now.
Great. Good. And I think, you know, the real cold weather after tonight will be moderating. So 15 to 20 tonight, and then 40 to 45 sun followed by cloud Saturday. Now, Sunday, some sun, a chance of a few showers, no big deal. But the high, 55 to 60. And then on Monday, we'll have clouds. It'll be mild, low 50s, but showers return Monday afternoon. That turns into a rain Monday night. The rain ends Tuesday early, and then we fall back into the 40s. Now, there's one little trick here. The system that's causing the rain late Monday into Tuesday is going to be a low moving across the Ohio Valley and just to our south. So therefore, Monday night into Tuesday, rain in our listening area can either mix with or change to wet snow. So we may have to deal with a little snow Tuesday morning. That should, again, whatever it is, rain and or wet snow should move out. And then a little bit colder after that. Not really Arctic-like, but a little bit colder as we go next week. I saw several situations next week into the weekend and the following week, all of which bear watching as far as March is concerned. So people have asked me over and over again, are we through with the snow? The answer is no, absolutely not. We are not through with the snow or the ice, you know, the sleet or anything like that. We are not through with it. This is going to be, and again, I point out, especially the middle part of the month, I think is going to be a turbulent time. And it could happen again late month. Right now, there is a low in Southern California that's causing rain out there and snow, of course, in the mountains. That is the low that will come toward us Monday late into Tuesday. So that's the one we'll be watching to see whether or not we get any snow out of that. So keep that on the back burner there, Marshall.
I wish I could turn my back burner off.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, I couldn't even stay up and watch the second edition of the new Law and Order last night.
Law and Order, yeah.
I went to bed, and And it was funny. Normally, all my animals wait for me to go to bed.
Right.
They were all in there waiting for me last night. So they must have had their fill of whatever yesterday as well. They were all, and so I came in and there was two cats and of course my dog Georgia. And they were all equidistant away from one another. So I had to move them all around so I could get into bed last night. Okay, I don't try to move Georgia. Georgia stays in the same position now, so she's in fine. But the cats get on each side of her, and once again, moving a cat is not like moving a dog. You can't tell a cat to move; they won't move. So when you go to pick them up, and they don't want to do something, what do?
Claw you.
Well, they don't claw; they grab onto you with their claws.
Right.
And the more you try to move them, the more they dig in.
Right, of course.
So my pre-going to bed experience last night was a tussle with both Johnson and even Bauer. And Bauer is as old as Moses, but he's the same thing. He knows he doesn't have to fight. All he has to do is just grab on and grab on tighter. He doesn't have to struggle. Just got to
Right.
just and so it doesn't matter that he's older than Moses and that he's weak and stuff like that. It doesn't matter. The claw.
How old is he, by the way?
Oh gosh, he's in between 16 and 17.
Oh, that's not terrible. I mean, I know cats that are over 20 years
Oh
old.
yeah, but still, that's still old. That's still
Oh
old.
yeah, I guess so.
That's
Yeah.
still old. But anyway,
Okay.
and he shows no apparent signs of slowing down. That's the amazing thing about
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a very good thing. So anyway, so I'm looking forward to this weekend because the weather doesn't look like it's going to be that bad. It looks like it's going to be fairly, I won't say mild, but yeah, fairly mild. But
Yeah,
and I don't think
that's
it's going to be
fine.
mild enough, and we are not going to have any. I don't think we'll get. I'll get mud back in front of my house
Well,
because we're not going to get any rain, right?
we're going to get showers on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah, but like on Saturday, it'll give a chance for the ground to
Oh,
continue
okay.
to continue to dry like it did yesterday.
Very possible, yeah.
Yesterday was a good day for drying.
Okay.
Having the mud compact down, because we've had like three different mud seasons already, with between the rain and the warm temperatures that come in between the bitter cold.
Isn't that amazing, right? That is really amazing.
Normally, you just get one mud season, but we've had two or three of them. Well, anyway,
Yeah.
so do you have a quiet weekend?
As far as I know.
Yeah, so your big weekend was last weekend.
That's right. And thank goodness, that's over with. We'll do it again at the end of the month just for a few friends who have nothing to do with the movie. So we'll do that at the last Saturday of March, which is the 26th. And that'll only be like eight people, so that'll be no big deal.
All right, so I got my shipment notice for Starlink. It'll be here. It'll be at my house within 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Well, I went into the site and put in my zip code, and there's no availability right now.
No, but what they'll do is if you did you tell them to let them know when there's availability?
No.
Yeah, see if you can, let them know that. If there's go back in and see if there's a box and let them know it. Or maybe what they'll do is they'll just take your information, and when that zip code comes up where it's available, they'll send you an email.
Why, what I don't understand, if this is all via satellite, why is there no availability?
Well, because you they've got thousands of satellites they're putting up, and so you get constant uninterrupted service. You have to make sure that the satellite that's in your coordinate is up, and it's they're launching them every week. It took me about 3 and a half months after I applied for me to get that it was available, and then it took about another month and a half for them to put the order together and ship it out.
Right, and I see the dish is like a square dish.
It's not big at all.
Right, I knew that, but I mean, how high does it have to go on the roof?
No, if as long as where you put it, as long as it's got clear access to the sky,
To the sky.
yeah, I'm gonna put mine on my back porch.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna put mine on my back porch, and that way, if it snows or anything like that, it'll be very easy to clean out.
All right.
And I'm just going on the back porch. I'm going to put it on the railing on the back porch.
When you say clear access to the sky, does that mean you have to point it up?
Well, yeah, it goes up, but there can't be any trees or stuff in the way. That's all.
Because I have trees looking at to my west.
Oh, that doesn't matter. As long as you can point it straight up. Fairly straight up. What they'll do is they'll once they know that you're in a zone that you can actually get it, you can get an app on your phone,
right.
And you can go outside and point it to the sky, and it'll tell you if you're good or not.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll know all that in advance before you send away for it.
Okay.
You'll know if you can get the app right now, the Starlink app. Just by going to the App Store, and then you can check and see if your site has clear view to the sky. That's what I did.
Oh, okay.
I got the app first, and I checked to make sure that I had a clear view to what needed to be in, and then I ordered it. So.
Okay. Thank you for that.
So anyway, we won't be at the behest of these big cable companies. I tell you.
That's interesting. Very interesting. Yep.
The money that, and it keeps going up by gobs each year.
It sure does. Yep.
It's as much, if not more, than a car payment now to have decent cable service.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, let's go over the non-crazy forecast.
Well, today is a sunny day, but only in the mid-30s. Tonight, we're in the teens. Tomorrow, we're in the 40s, sunny clouds. We have a couple of showers near 60 Saturday, and then showers return on Monday.
You mean it's on Sunday showers?
Yes.
Yes.
And then showers return on Monday.
On Monday. But even though it's going to be only in the around 30 today, the sun's strong enough where it still does its melting stuff.
Not actually be in the mid-30s today.
Yeah.
It should be around 36, 37.
So the sun's still strong enough to do what it has to do.
That's exactly.
All right there. Mr. Pagano, I want you to have a good weekend.
And do the same. You be safe.
I'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.